The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. And old man recession, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of personal finances, retirement planning, you name it, we talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception because we have an absolutely fantastic show lined up for you, and I can't wait to get into it. But before we do that, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I am the founder and senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America.
Wow! I feel good.
And yes, I do. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So if you are over 50, retired, or retiring soon, this show is designed for you. And last year, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors, actually for the 8th year in a row. And so that's quite an accomplishment, in my opinion. I'm very proud of that. But without our clients, we would be nowhere. We now serve over 9,000 families in 43 states, and we are honored and privileged to do that. And if you'd like to check us out, our website is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And you can find out about all kinds of stuff regarding retirement on our website. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, front and center is the coronavirus and how it seems to be accelerating, not slowing down. Data coming out of China is a little bit different than it was originally. Surprise. But more importantly, we're going to talk about how it's going to impact the world's economy, even though it seems right now that while there are cases around the world, and it probably will become worse in that regard, it seems to be contained at this time in China. But that doesn't mean that it isn't going to hurt our economy. So I'm going to talk to you about why that could be the case and how it would affect your investments. Now, also this week, I want to go over with you a retirement checklist. Okay, so this is 10 things that you should think about doing if you are going to retire. And so we'll give you a checklist. Okay, you can check all the boxes and make sure that you got them all checked. Now, also, as we do every week, we're going to talk about Social Security strategies. And this is the part of the show where I try to answer your questions. So if you have questions regarding Social Security, then you can send them to me. My email address is ken@rpoa.com. And I will endeavor to answer your questions. And if they're too hard, I just won't. Okay? I just won't even answer them. I'll ignore them. No, you can't stump me. You cannot stump me. Send me your hardest questions. I will deal with them. Now, also, we want to talk, since we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, our foundational philosophy is that growth is important, obviously, but protecting principal is even more important. Because if you are within 5 years of retirement or you are already retired, you, in my opinion, you cannot afford to take a large loss, a 25, 30, 40% loss, and still be able to retire or still be able to support the lifestyle you want during your retirement. And so therefore, we believe that you should invest for sure, but then you should also protect, meaning you should sell and not just buy and hold. Now, I have a segment I want to talk, and you know, I'm going to entitle this segment, well, if you don't learn from history, you are doomed to repeat it. And I've been doing this for a while, so I want to tell you a story going back to one of the worst bear markets we've had, which was Y2K and the whole .com and, or as it's now known, the .bomb. And this is a true story I want to share with you, and it will, I think, shock you. It'll, I think, vividly explain why bear markets are an enemy to someone who is retired or retiring soon. Now, yes. Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, you know what? If we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me.
No, don't you dare stop me, because on this show, do we only go where people expect us to? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And that's when we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, which is called estate planning. So we're going to talk this week about opportunity is knocking and don't ignore it. And what I'm going to talk about is estate planning options that are available to you now, but probably will not be if we have President Bernie Sanders or President Elizabeth Warren. And so while right now it looks like that's Trump, everybody's saying should win, that's not a foregone conclusion. And as a planner, I want to help you to plan. Now, this is a financial show, and I want to get to that, but I got to tell you something. As a financial planner, right, I do a lot of that. We, and I'm not kidding, we staggered our three daughters 4 years apart. And the reason was I did not want to have two children in college at the same time. All right, I wanted to stagger that college cost out. I'm not kidding, we did that. However, and it worked. We didn't have three girls in college at the same time. However, who knew that they would all decide to go to graduate school at the same time? So now I have all three of them in graduate school at the same time. But so all of a sudden my bill went way up, more than I wanted it to. But you know what? I believe in education, and there's nothing more important in my view that you can give to your children. And so therefore, you know, we're paying for it. And they all graduate this summer. So I'm going to get a gigantic raise. I don't know. I guess I'll just save the money. I don't know what I'd do with it. But anyway, that's what's happening in my life. So let's talk about the coronavirus and the fallout. So right now, essentially what's happened is that China has been quarantined. You know, I mean, right now, if you travel, they ask you, have you been to China in the last 2 weeks? If you have, they immediately, you know, these guys come over and handcuff you and wrap you in plastic and spray you down and take you off to another room. So you, but do tell, all right? Don't not say that because you want to avoid that experience, all right? Tell, if you've been traveling, you've been to China the last 2 weeks, don't hide that, please, for the benefit of everyone else. Now, it is, as I said, they've quarantined China, so people coming out of China is very difficult with the idea in mind to keep whatever is happening contained within China. Well, that's fine and dandy from a, you know, control the epidemic standpoint and may work. But from an economic standpoint, it creates some issues. For example, Apple, you know, most of the iPhone is made in China. And so how do you have your supply lines cut off like that? And then also, you know, this one was kind of an eye-opener for me. Did you know that 85% of all the antibiotics that we have in this country come out of China? Wow, talk about a national security threat. You know, I was thinking, what if this to me feels like a rehearsal for what could happen if China decided to do this stuff on purpose? What if they decided on purpose to cut off the supply lines, to cut off our antibiotics, you know, all the things that we rely on them to do? I wonder if strategically, despite the fact that it's such a massive market, if it's a good idea for us to be so exposed to a country that is our avowed enemy. Now, Having said that, you know, if supply lines continue to be cut off or slowed down, that will have a detrimental effect because, you know, for example, let's just use an extreme example and say that all the production in China for Apple is cut off. So now Apple can't sell phones. They're going to have to find other supply lines and places to do it very quickly. Now, they may be able to do that, but there's going to be some major disruptions. They won't be able to sell as much product. That's going to affect their profits, which means their stock price will go down most likely. And if that happens, they're one of the largest parts of the S&P 500 index and the Dow and all that, and our investments will go down with it. So even though the coronavirus may be contained within China, which is yet to be seen, but it appears, the contagion from a standpoint of economics and how it affects the global economy is not going to be contained. In fact, it'll spread because, you know, of the examples I gave you. So what does that all mean? Well, for now, we still are staying with our fearless forecast of the Dow hitting 31,000 this year, and we believe that this will abate, and therefore the markets will hit new highs, and they already are. And so we still see that. However, it is very important in our view that if you are retired or retiring soon, that you have a game plan, a strategy to help protect you if this does turn out to be a massive problem. And we have a global recession, and we have a very bad bear market. You know, right now they're talking about if this thing continues to get worse, China has $1.1 trillion worth of debt, $1.1 trillion. That is potentially at risk of defaulting if they really go into a bad recession because of this. That could have terrible repercussions around the world. And if that happens and we have a bad bear market, are you ready for that? What are you doing to protect yourself from that eventuality? And you know, as a planner, that's what we do. We think about the worst case. We hope it doesn't happen. You know, we plan for the worst and hope it doesn't happen. And, you know, so that way, if it does, to a great degree, we've protected our clients from that. And, you know, for our clients, we have two goals. One is for your money to last as long as you do. We want to support the lifestyle that you want for the rest of your life. And we also want you to have financial peace of mind. And if you're sitting here thinking that China could go down and take my retirement with it, how much peace of mind do you have with that? I would think not much. And if it actually does happen, how much peace of mind will you have? I think zero. Okay, so that's why having a strategy to address that is very important. Diversification, in our view, is very important. All the things that we do for our clients, we believe, are very important, and we'd like to do them for you. Okay, so if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. You can click on Meet with an Advisor, sit down with one of our retirement planners, have them help you to build your retirement plan, which includes a strategy to protect you. Just as we protected our clients who followed our advice by telling them to be out of the stock market for all of 2008 during the last crash. So we want to help you as well. So go to our website, rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a retirement checklist. For those of you who are thinking about it, you'll need it. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. La, 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 dun, 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 and we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I am founder and senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America, and we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So if you are over 50, retired, or retiring soon, then we would love to meet you and see if we can help you. This show is designed for you. Our website is designed for you. We just love you, love you, love you. And our website, of course, is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And, you know, one of the things that we're very grateful for is that we now work with over 9,000 families in 43 states.
Wow!
Yes, and we have two goals for our clients. The first one is we want your money to last as long as you do. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. We think of your retirement as your second childhood without parental supervision. Okay, we want you to go play, have fun, relax, enjoy what you've spent your life accumulating and saving and investing, all that stuff, so that you can now enjoy that. And we want to facilitate that if we can. So our website again is rpoa.com. And you know, recently Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 wealth managers. And of course, we're proud of that. But without our clients, we know we would be nowhere. So all you clients, we love you. We thank you. Yes, a big kiss. Now, I want to share with you a retirement planning checklist, okay? We got 10 items on here for you to think about. And probably, you know, like a pilot, you go through in your checklist and make sure you check them all off, right? So the first thing that you want to think about, in my view, is that you need to be aware of your changing role in your personal life. Okay, so let's say that you were the CEO of a massive company and everybody, you know, that was, you were like the top dog or dog-ess. I won't use the other word. You're the top dog-ess. Anyway, so you're the top. Everybody, you know, you have your persona. You are the CEO and now you retire and you go there and your spouse is like, you know what? I don't want you around that as any more than you used to be. I have my life and I don't need you to be like, you know, infringing on my space. And so, you know, you have to be aware that now your personal life, your home life is going to change if you're going to be around more and not going to work every day. Number two is take charge of your time, okay? So make a daily schedule. One of the things that I've found with clients who have retired is that if they don't have a daily schedule, your time will run away from you. Your day will run away from you. Days will just go by and, you know, it's like you get nothing done and you feel like you're wasting a lot of time. Or you're taking, you know, so organize your life, have a daily schedule. It'll give you something to hang your hat on. Now, also, number three, associate with other people, okay? Many studies have shown that you live longer if you have a social life. Okay, now you're retiring, so this is probably a new social life because when you were working, your social life most likely was your fellow workers. You see them every day, you talk to them, etc. Now that you're retired, you don't have all that anymore. So seek out like-minded people or even opposite-minded people, but have a social life because you will live longer. Studies show that. Number four, you may want to consider continuing to work. You know, we have many clients that have great skills, that people are in demand, and, you know, they continue to work because people want them to give them their experience and all that. But you can do it on a part-time basis. You can do it on an as-you-want-to basis. I have several clients that are so in demand that now they just work when they want to and tell everybody else, wait till I'm available. I'm going on a cruise or something. All right? Number five. Think about where you should live, okay? Should you relocate? You know, it might be cheaper for you to live in a different community, in a different state, in a different, you know, whatever. There, and so look at where you want to live. Also, be active. And, you know, being active and healthy doesn't mean you have to go and, you know, go crazy. There are studies that show that just walking is ample exercise for people, all right? You don't have to become a marathon runner now that you're retired and, you know, kill yourself. Just be active. Walk every day, you know, challenge your brain, do that kind of stuff. Number seven, make a budget, okay? And we work with clients to do this all the time. We call it a retirement cash flow plan. And so what we want to do there is make sure that you don't spend more than you have coming in. Ideally, you don't take more than 4% of what you have out to live on. Number eight, establish warm relationships with your family, okay? Mend fences. It is a very healthy mental exercise to mend fences with your family. You know, all of us have had moments with family members, I'm sure. And so if there are any hard feelings or whatever, you be the one. Go mend those fences. Don't do it for them. Do it for yourself. It's good. It's good mental health. Number nine, take pride in your appearance. You know, one of the things that while you're working happens is that, you know, you can't like slough off and, you know, don't shower for a week and look all grody and all that, because people at work will kind of not like that. You may have to go talk to HR, in fact, okay? But once you retire, there's no HR. I guess there's maybe your spouse, but at the same time, you know, so take pride in your appearance. You know, get up in the morning and shower, brush your teeth, shave, you know, do all that stuff. Don't just grub out. Although, you know, maybe you grub out for like a month or two just to see what it's like if you've been like super clean cut all the time. You know, I have clients who grow ponytails and all that. But at the same time, just take pride in yourself. If you do that, it goes a long way. And number 10 is don't look back. Okay, a lot of times people get depressed and they get sad and they get all this because they miss the working life and all that. Don't look back. Look forward. Think about what you're going to do in the future. Don't sit there and live in the past and be depressed about it, which is actually a very common thing. People do get depressed after they retire. Don't do that. Look into the future. See a bright future for yourself. Enjoy your second childhood without parental supervision. That's what it is. It's time for you to have fun now.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome. So those are the 10 things on your checklist. If you go through all of those, I think you'll go a long way towards having a good retirement. Now, I want to tell you that we specialize in retirement planning. That's what we do. Our firm is Retirement Planners of America. And so we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. Indeed, and there's a lot of you, and I know that. And you know, we believe that the 5 years before you retire and the 5 years after you retire, that 10-year period is the single most important period of your entire financial life. Because it doesn't matter how well you did at investing and all that for the 30 years prior to your retirement, if a 2008 or a 1929 or a Y2K or a 1987 or a 1974, I mean, I can go down the list of bear markets, and if one of those comes along and cuts what you have in half, that is going to change your life, in my view. And so having a strategy to address that, having a game plan on where you're going to get your cash flow from, how you're going to get income, having a strategy to minimize your taxes, having a strategy to look at what you should do with your 401k, when you should take Social Security, all those kind of things we think are extremely important in the process of having a successful retirement. And we want to help you with that. So if you go to our website, rpoa.com, I encourage you to sign. We have seminars near you that I encourage you to go to, where we'll talk about all of those things. We'll help you to calculate how much you need to retire on and answer the questions I just asked, and much, much more. So our website is rpoa.com, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security, when to take it, how to take it. Stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
I wish I had millions of dollars and nothing to do but just buy pretty presents for you.
Money, and we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And, you know, rather than bestowing millions of dollars upon you, I hope to give you great financial planning, retirement planning ideas that you can use to have a successful retirement. And if I can do that, then I feel very happy. And I wish that for you. I am Ken Morafe, the host, and I am the founder and senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that is you, we'd love to meet you and see if we can help you. Our website is rpoa.com. And we have some seminars coming up near you right now that I'd encourage you to go to the website and sign up for. And we talk about retirement planning ideas, such as how much money do you need to retire on, where do you get your income from, when should you start taking Social Security, how should you take it, all that kind of stuff we talk about at our seminars. And we've had tens of thousands of people attend our seminars over the years, and I encourage you to do so as well. And our website is rpoa.com. Now, this is the part of the show where we do talk about Social Security strategies, and what I encourage you to do is to send me your questions, and I'll endeavor to answer those here on the air. And you know, as I always say, if you send me a question that's too hard for me to answer, well, guess what? I'm not going to read it. So there. So you like apples? How about them apples?
Sorry about this. I know it's a bit silly.
Yeah, it's very silly. So keep them simple. No, I'm just kidding. Make them as difficult as you want. I will answer them, because I am the oracle of knowledge when it comes to Social Security. So let's start here with Nancy in Phoenix. So Nancy says, I am at full retirement age of 66. I filed for my Social Security at 64. Okay. I wasn't working, so I started to receive my benefit. Okay. Several months later, I decided I wanted to suspend my benefit, which you can do. At any time, you can go to Social Security and tell them, stop sending me the money. Okay. And you can do that. So she says, I suspended my benefit. I did not repay what I received. I just suspended future payments. And so I hadn't received any benefits until about a month ago, when I started drawing my benefit at age 66. All right, so her question. Can I repay that 1 month of my own benefit and file an application on my husband? And the reason why is because if I do that, then it's higher than my Social Security, and I can wait to collect mine until I'm 70. Is it too late to do that? And the answer is, unfortunately, Nancy, yes, it is too late. So basically what they do is they say, have you opened your record? Okay, so you opened your record 2 years ago, and you had 1 year to pay back the benefits that you got, and you didn't do that within that 1 year. So therefore, your record is still open. And if your record is open, you cannot file on your spouse. So that's an example, folks, of why whenever you do anything with Social Security, it is extremely complex. And in my opinion, I believe you should talk to a professional about it before you do anything with Social Security.
There's no doubt
when
about
you file, when you decide to make a change, anything like that, talk to somebody about it, okay? Because it's very complicated. All right, this is Don in L.A. So my wife, Pia, that's an interesting name. I like it, Pia. I'm 65, she's 66. So Don says he's collecting $1,500 a month, and Pia has not yet started hers, which is $1,980 a month. Wow, that's nice. Okay. She is considering using the spousal benefit to take half of mine, and then allowing her benefit to continue growing, and at 70, she'll get $2,600. And so can Pia use the spousal benefit even though I have already begun taking mine? And the answer is yes, she can file on yours because you have started taking yours, okay? So that's the first thing, and a requirement before somebody can take spousal benefits. The second question is, it says here, I read about the rules and want to know if they are affected. If so, should I act to make a claiming decision sooner rather than later? No, there's no rules that affect that. You are fine. So basically, take yours. And as long as you're taking yours, she can file on yours and wait till she's 70. And that's actually, in many cases, a good strategy, not for everyone. Now, you know, the Social Security website itself says that there are over 9,000 combinations of how to collect Social Security, depending on age, income, all the rest. 9,000. So how are you, as somebody who has not been trained in Social Security, supposed to make your decision on that? And if you make the wrong decision, you leave thousands of dollars on the table, if not hundreds of thousands, over your lifetime. It's a lot.
You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky?
I don't even think it's a matter of being lucky, Clint. I think it's a matter of just being smart and asking somebody to help you with this stuff. So we put our retirement planners through a six-week training course, and then we certify them once a year to make sure that we feel comfortable that they can answer and help people with Social Security. And so if you'd like to talk to somebody about your decision-making on that, then go to our website, rpoa.com. And while you're there, you can click on Meet with an Advisor. And if you do that, then we'll visit with you. And we don't want to just talk about Social Security. We want to talk with you about your entire retirement planning. So yes, Social Security is hugely important, but also your 401k, where you're going to get income, your income taxes, your estate planning for your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, and all the rest of it. So go to our website, rpoa.com, and visit with one of our retirement planners. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about if you don't learn from history, you are doomed to repeat it. I'm going to tell you a shocking story from Y2K. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.
Diamonds are forever. I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever.
Diamonds are forever. Well, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. I am a senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America, and we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We work primarily with people who are retired or retiring soon, So if that's you, this show is designed for you, and so is our website, rpoa.com. And we live, eat, drink, and sleep retirement planning. We want to help as many people have a successful retirement. We have two goals for our clients. One is we want you to have financial peace of mind. We want you to not worry about this. We want to worry about it for you so that you don't have to. And then secondly, we want your money to last as long as you do.
I love it!
Yes, I do. And I'll tell you something funny. We actually surveyed our clients on that second one, the money lasting as long as you do, because originally we were thinking we want your money to outlast you. And we had a pretty good sized percentage of our clients say, I'm actually not interested in my money outlasting me. My kids, they can fend for themselves. If there's anything left, that's just luck, okay? I want to blow through it all and spend it all by the time I die. And the last check I write bounces. So we changed it to, okay, all right, we get the message. So now it's, we want the money to last as long as you do. As long as we've taken care of that, the kids, they can do their own thing, right? So anyway, and I'm kidding. You know, we have a section, the segment after this one is going to be on estate planning, which is how to pass on to those greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs of yours the fruits of your labor. So I'm just kidding around about that. All right, so let's talk about our foundational philosophy when it comes to managing our clients' money. So part of what we do, of course, is to help you with your investments, your diversification, deciding on how much risk you should take, what's appropriate for you, you know, and then managing, pruning and cleaning out the good investments and all the rest of that, or the bad investments, should I say. And so all of that is a very important part of what we do. It's not the only thing, but it's very important. Now, within all of that, we have an overriding philosophy, which is that growth is important. It's very important. But protecting principal is more important.
Fascinating.
And very logical, Mr. Spock. Good one. Thank you, Jack. And so we believe that if you lose half your money the month before you retire or the month after you retire, that's not a good thing. You don't have 30 years to build it back up again. You don't even have 5 years to build it back up again, or 10, right? So you don't want that to happen to you. Am I right? So therefore, we have a strategy which we call invest and protect. And it's counter to the philosophy of buy and hold, because the buy holders say that, you know, you have a quality bunch of investments, you rebalance periodically, and you're done. Your job is done. And we believe that those two things are very important, but the third one, the protect part, is the most important of all, especially for those of you who are within that 10-year period, 5 years before and 5 years after retirement. And so one of the things that I've heard is, well, but you know, the bad thing about your strategy of selling, Ken, and by the way, we told our clients to sell in November of 2007 and told them to stay out for all of 2008 during the market crash. So our strategy is not something that we just dreamed up yesterday. This is a strategy we've been using for a long time, and we have a lot of confidence it will help when the next bear market comes. Now, what I've heard as a counter to what we do is, yeah, but if you sell, you're going to pay taxes. And the taxes may be big. You got a lot of, you know, the market's at all-time highs. We made all this money. We're going to pay tax on that. Well, I want to tell you a quick story to help illustrate why that isn't the smartest thing to think. And this is actually a true story. This is somebody that I met back in 2001 to 2003. And basically, you know, he said, Ken, you know, before he said in 1997, he invested $100,000 in this kind of this basket of dot-com companies that he thought were going to do well. And sure enough, they did. Believe it or not, they went up 3,000%. 3,000 over the course of 5 years.
Cool.
Yeah, very cool. So he said, you know, it was worth $3 million. His $100,000 was worth $3 million. And he said, and then, you know, when the technology stock started to go down, he said, I wanted to sell, but I was thinking, man, I've got $2.9 million worth of gain built into this. If I sell now, and, you know, capital gains taxes were higher then than they are now, and he was thinking, I'll pay, you know, $1 million in taxes, and that's terrible. I don't want to pay that much tax. And so he didn't sell. And it started to go down. And then all of a sudden he said, you know, I was down $500,000. And he said, and I thought, man, maybe I ought to sell now. But he said, no, I'm not going to sell again, because even though I'm down 500, it's going to bounce back. It's going to come back. It's going to be fine. Well, guess what? He ended up selling at $300,000, which is three times what he originally invested. And under normal circumstances, if you triple your money in 5 years, that's a pretty darn good investment. But he said, I feel sick to my stomach when I think about all, you know, if I had sold at $3 million, I would have had enough money to pay off my mortgage, pay off everything. I would be set. And I didn't do it because I didn't want to pay the stupid tax. So the thing that we counsel people to do is don't let the tax tail wag the investment dog. Okay? It's not how much you make, folks. It's how much you keep that matters. Okay? You can make all the money in your world, but if you lose it, then it's as if you didn't have it in the first place. It's what you keep that matters. And in our view, if you are retired or retiring soon, keeping what you have matters a lot. Okay? Money matters. Kind of the name of this show. Now, if you are over 50, retired or retiring soon, I want to invite you to go to one of our seminars. And these seminars are in classroom settings. So we want you to, we'll give you stuff to write on. It's a classroom setting so you can ask your questions and we want to interact with you. And you can find a seminar near you on our website, rpoa.com. Now, at the seminar, what are we going to talk about? Why should you go? Well, first of all, we're going to talk about how to calculate if you have enough money to retire on. We call that your magic number. We're going to walk through that with you and help you to determine that. We're going to talk about 5 strategies to reduce your income taxes. We're going to talk about maximizing your retirement cash flow. We're going to talk about should you roll over your 401k. One of the things we're also going to talk about is when should you take Social Security? When you're 66, 62, when you're 70, what are the criteria for that? How do you make that decision? And we're also going to talk about the fact that the IRS, yeah, those guys, they want to tax 85% of your Social Security benefits. We want to show you how to beat that if it's at all possible. We're also going to talk about our invest and protect strategy. You know, right now the market's at all-time highs and we got the coronavirus happening. What if that turns out to be a super bad thing and we have a market crash? Are you prepared to protect yourself from that? If not, come to the seminar and learn about our buy, hold, and protect strategy. So all of this, go to rpoa.com, which is our website, and we'll look forward to seeing you at our seminar. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have our estate tip of the week, which is, hey, opportunity is knocking. Don't ignore it. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere. Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I am a senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. We're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. And so we work with people primarily who are within 5 years of retirement or who are 5 years into retirement. If you're in that 10-year zone, then we would love to help you. And our website is rpoa.com. And we now work with over 9,000 families in 43 states. It is a wonderful privilege to do that. And Financial Times named our financial advisory firm one of the top 300 registered investment advisors, actually 3 times.
To infinity and beyond.
Indeed, Buzz. And we are so proud of that. But, you know, without our clients, we would be nowhere. We know that. So all you clients, we love you. We thank you. And if you're not a client, as I said, our website is rpoa.com. So check us out and see what you think. Now, this is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And that's called estate planning. And, you know, I watched the debates, the Democrat debate last week, and it occurred to me, you know, it looks to me like Bernie Sanders is going to win this thing or win the Democratic nominee position to go up against Donald Trump. Although certainly in a brokered convention, we might see Bloomberg. I understand that. But I think it's going to be Bernie Sanders. He has the enthusiasm. He fills auditoriums, you know, and he just like Trump does. Not quite the numbers, but he's got a lot of enthusiasm, and that's important. So if he is the nominee and maybe even becomes president of the United States, then I think that the estate planning options that we have available to us will change dramatically. So I'm calling this segment Opportunity is Knocking, Don't Ignore It. So I want to go over with you what's available now that may not be under a Bernie Sanders presidency. So let's do that. But first, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches.
if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And, of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And, you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's designed to take you from riches to rags. And we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, I want to talk with you about the estate tax exemption. Okay, so just to give you some background to set the stage, when they originally came up with the estate tax, one of the things that politicians are very concerned about is not getting reelected or getting thrown out of office. So whenever they pass a law or a tax, you know, a great deal of the thinking that they put into it is, how are my electorate, how are the people that vote for me going to take this, and are they going to throw me out of office? So when they created the estate tax, they realized that the estate tax is essentially when money goes from you to somebody else, and it can happen upon your death or it can happen during your lifetime. So what they are concerned about is that when you make that transfer, so in other words, anytime you give somebody else money, the estate tax says there's a tax on that. But if I take my friend out to lunch and there's a tax on that, then the politician that put that one on the books is not going to be my buddy next time I vote. So they created an exemption, and there's two of them. One is that you can give $15,000 a year to whoever you want, but there's an even bigger one, which is it's $11.5 million that you can give away during your lifetime with no estate tax. This is huge because I've been doing this long enough. I remember when that amount was only $200,000. Okay? Now, the $11.5 million is available to you this year still. And if you're a married couple, you can double that. So it's $23 million. Okay? It's a big deal. You can do a lot of planning with the ability to give away that kind of money. You can create trusts. You can put businesses into trusts and have ways with family limited partnerships and other vehicles to shelter from future taxes. And I think you need to be thinking about that this year, because Bernie Sanders is a very compelling figure. Right now, all the experts are saying, you know, nobody has a chance, Trump's going to win, the economy's good and all that. Things change quickly, you never know. And we're planners, so we plan ahead, and if it doesn't happen, that's okay. There's no harm, no foul. But if it does happen, you plan for it. So this is the year that if you have not reviewed your estate planning, you need to go do it, in my opinion, because if the estate tax exemption drops to $200,000 like it did, it was several years ago, then guess what? Anything upon your death over $200,000 could be subject to 50% tax.
Hasta la vista, baby.
And that's a lot. Think about it. How much are you worth? What if upon your death, half of that had to be paid in taxes? It's worth doing some planning today to address that when we have such a large exemption available to us. So again, make sure you talk to an attorney or a professional about this. It's complex, and you don't want to do it on your own. So if you'd like to talk to us about it, we'd be happy to help. Our website is RPOA.com, RetirementPlannersOfAmerica.com. And when you're there, we have videos, articles, podcasts on estate planning and tips and ideas for you. And also, we'd love for you to come to one of our seminars. At the seminars, we'll have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies. And folks, go for the cookies. Forget about all the retirement planning information you're going to get and all that. That's irrelevant. What you want is the chocolate chunk cookies. And notice I said chunk. I did not say chip. Okay, chip is made with wax. It's paraffin. They form the shape of the chocolate. You don't want that. You want real chocolate that forms its own shape, that melts all over your face, that gets on your shirt and smudges your notes. And the person you're with at the seminar is to your right is looking at you like, what is wrong with you? You 5 years old and you're like, yes, I love my cookies. I just want to eat my cookies. And all of a sudden you turn blue and you're the cookie monster. That's what you want at a seminar, and that's what we provide. So go to
Thank you, Master.
And Jeannie won't be there. But anyway, you can go to our website and sign up for the seminar. We'll talk about retirement planning at the seminar. I know it's stuff you're not interested in. Go for the cookies. So it's rpoa.com. All right, we got to wrap this up. You know what? I hope you've enjoyed this show as much as I've enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not.
It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.